In Los Angeles, City Councilman Antonia Villaraigosa received the most votes yesterday among the five candidates running for mayor. Votes are still being counted, and the incumbent mayor, James Hahn, holds a slim lead for second place and the chance to face Villaraigosa in a runoff election in May. Joining us to talk about this is Los Angeles Daily News political reporter Rick Orlov. And Mr. Orlov, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So if there is a runoff in May between Villaraigosa and Hahn, this would be a rematch from several years ago.
From 4 years ago. And actually what happened 4 years ago was that Villaraigosa came in first in the primary and Hahn ended up winning the overall general election. And in a lot of ways, this is an election that they both wanted. Hahn believes that he can beat Villaraigosa the easiest of all the other candidates, and Villaraigosa wants revenge.
And so do you see the end result coming out in the same way or differently with a victory for Villaraigosa?
You know, every campaign is a little bit different, and to say it's deja vu all over again might be misinterpreting what's been going on in the city. Villaraigosa had an interesting line the other day that this election is not about what happened 4 years ago, but what's happened over the last 4 years. And he's kind of making a case that he is ready to take it to the mayor. What's also different is that right now the mayor is an incumbent and he has a record to defend. 4 years ago, it was an open seat.
Well, let's talk about that record. Why is it that James Hahn is fighting for his political life today?
There's a few things, and it dates back to when he first took office and he fired Police Chief Bernard Parks, who an African-American, and that raised a lot of anger in the black community. Then he fought hard against secession of the San Fernando Valley. And a lot of people there feel that he was gloating over his victory and didn't really get the message of what they were trying to say. And more recently, there's been a series of criminal investigations into whether or not there's a pay-to-play operation fostered by the mayor's administration to get campaign contributions to fight secession and for the mayor's political career.
And Villaraigosa comes across as an appealing candidate?
Well, he came in first this time. He was appealing last time, and he had quite an organization, but even with that, he wasn't able to win. So it'll be different now because he has been more active locally. You know, even though he was an assembly speaker, that doesn't translate into broad name recognition in Los Angeles. Now he's been a councilman for 2 years. He ran before, and he's built up a lot of will on that.
And has he been able to forge alliances among broad constituencies?
That remains to be seen. We haven't really looked had a chance to really analyze the results yet because it came in so late. But he was saying that his internal polling was showing that he was having more of an impact and getting a better response in areas that were hostile to him 4 years ago.
There was a lot said about how uninterested people were in this election. What do we know about turnout and how does that support that contention?
Well, everyone was right. It was a 26% turnout in the election, which is low considering it is a race for mayor. I'm not quite sure why. Weather wasn't really a factor. I think you can, you know, just pick a reason and you're probably right.
So everyone's expecting a runoff in May between Villaraigosa and Hahn. What do you think will happen between now and then in terms of campaigning?
I think if the end of this primary election is any indication, we're going to see a nasty campaign. 4 years ago, Villaraigosa was criticized for not coming out and defending himself and allowing Hahn to define him to voters. And has shown that in this race, he's willing to take off after the mayor.
Rick Orlov is a political reporter for the Los Angeles Daily News. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.